USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the effort in dealing with the migrant crisis at the southern border. Saying there's no one better to deal with the situation, the president announced that Harris will be handling diplomatic efforts with the nations of Central America.
We're already talking with Mexico about that. She's already done that. We're going to be dealing with a full team now that we have to be able to deal with the problem here at home, but also to deal with it now in terms of in-country.
And police in Atlanta have arrested a man in a Publix grocery store who they say was carrying 5 guns and wearing body armor. Investigators say the 22-year-old man entered the store carrying a rifle and went into the store's bathroom. Another customer saw the man and alerted store management. Police say the man was arrested and taken to a local hospital for a psychiatric evaluation. He faces charges of reckless conduct. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A new poll shows increasing support from voters for a border wall. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Americans are increasingly saying build the wall. A majority of voters now say they want the government to finish construction of former President Donald Trump's border wall, according to polling from the Senate Opportunity Fund, which also found Americans itching for a tougher approach to illegal immigration than President Biden is taking. By a large margin, 71% to 19%, voters say they want the administration to get tougher on illegal immigration by, among other things, enforcing laws and ending incentives. The Senate Opportunity Fund's polling shows that 38% of those polled are against the wall, meanwhile 53% support the wall. As far as who's to blame for the issues on the border, the Senate Opportunity Fund survey found 59% blamed President Biden.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two staff members at an Iowa prison are dead after being attacked by an inmate. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Two Anamosa State Penitentiary staff in Iowa are dead after an assault by an inmate Tuesday. Officials with the department said the inmate attacked multiple staff members around 10:15 a.m. local time in the prison's infirmary, and a department nurse and a corrections officer died as a result of their injuries. Union leader for the prison, AFSCME Council 61 Danny Homan, tells KCCI News, when the inmates reach this prison, they're some of the worst in the state.
Oh, there's murderers inside that prison. There's rapists inside that prison. I'm talking, this is the worst of the worst. If an inmate can't get along at one of the state's other prisons, they're either sent to Anamosa or ISP because the staff there are used to dealing with the worst of the worst.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds calls it tragic and heinous. No names of anyone involved have been released at this time.
And the cruise industry is calling on the CDC to update its travel restrictions and let them sail. Cruise Lines International Association, the industry's leading trade group, says the CDC has not issued promised guidance for allowing their ships to resume sailing in U.S. waters, more than a year after those cruises were shut down. The CDC had put a framework in place for cruises to begin again by the start of July, but the association says that that order is outdated and doesn't take into account the cruise lines' mitigation efforts or the advancement of vaccination programs. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.